Well, good morning. Yesterday, the Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox came unannounced into the White House briefing room and called this may be the most dire moment for American transportation in decades. At the end of August, money in the Highway Trust Fund to pay for all those construction projects that are underway during the summertime, end of August, they run out. He says they'll start bouncing checks. As many as 700,000 people, daily workers, might be sent home because they're just isn't the money to pay for those summer repair projects. The problem is, you know, we all pay in 18 cents in a federal excise tax in every gallon of gas we buy, but it's not enough these days to pay for the incredible amount of road work that needs to be done. So Congress and the Senate, starting in the Senate, has to scramble to find an alternative.
Didn't anybody see this coming? How could this have happened?
Oh, of course they did. Great question. And they've been working on this for years. Every few years in recent years, Congress has kicked in $1 billion here, $1 billion there to keep the system afloat. But this time, the current transportation bill expires at the end of September. They've been working all along on another one and on a replacement. But all the versions that are out there, including the main one in the Senate, with Senator Boxer, all of that keeps funding going at the current levels. It does not expand enough to do all the projects that are out there. Now, states and localities kick in money as well. They get excise taxes as well. One thing kicking around the Senate is the idea, instead of taxing us 18 cents a gallon on each gallon we buy, maybe there's a way to tax Americans on each mile they drive. I don't know how that would work, but there is talk about changing the formula.